Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and thank you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you!
I will take you all the way back to our past history, known as last week, when our Twitter feeds exploded.
Boy, did they.
Because a young man sent us this piece of audio. His name is Easton Wolf. The audio comes from a speech from Graham High School, located just west of Fort Worth, over there in the Mineral Wells Possum Kingdom area. And young Easton Wolf is said valedictorian of Graham High School. This was part of his valedictorian speech.
Senior year has been a blur, and I always found it so cliche when people said high school flies, so make the most of it, but it's true. You know, this year has been a learning experience, to say the least. I mean, I learned how the stock market works, I made some close friends, I preached at my church, and I even learned that my dad had a pig when he was younger in Breckenridge. Yes, a pig. So my dad's pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all that pig's food, and then go to the next one and eat all that pig's food, then the next one and eat all that pig's food, and make its way back in time for when it was my dad's time to feed him. Well, apparently he had already eaten three meals and just be sitting there waiting for my dad, and my dad would feed him and he'd eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show. Senior year has been a...
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our phones right now, Easton Wolf.
Darren, Nate, how are y'all doing?
Easton, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. You know, even better, you know, right now.
Of course, of course. Now, you are 18, I'm to guess?
Yes, sir.
18 years old. You are the number one ranked human being academically out of your high school of Graham.
Class of how many?
147.
Damn.
What kind of GPA gets you a valedictorian these days in Graham?
You know, I'm going to be honest, Mr. Strum. I don't even remember. I think 4.6 something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
all right.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's well above perfect, yeah?
I guess you could say that.
Did a little extra credit, didn't you?
Now, where are you headed to school next year, Easton?
University of Alabama.
Oh, wow. How about that? Just going to cherry pick a couple of natties right off the right out of the chute, right?
Running back?
Exactly. You know, is it bandwagoning? That's a real question. Is it bandwagoning now that I'm officially, you know, a student at University of Alabama?
No.
I was thinking about that.
No.
I don't think it is either.
No.
Of course it is.
Did you get some sort of scholarship?
Yes, I did. I got a big one for my engineering, and then for some honor graduate thing.
Some dumb honor thing.
Yeah.
Easton, congratulations, my friend.
That's very impressive.
On board with the young P1s.
They're going to see that speech and take all of it away from him.
All right, so let's get a little background on you. When did you start listening to the radio station?
Okay, so short answer, my whole life. My dad and one of his good friends, the late, great David Sanders, they've been P1s. My dad has for about 21 years now. And so naturally I just grew up listening to y'all. And, literally.
When did you get it? When did you start like saying, okay, this is not some dumb thing that my dad listens to. It's actually kind of fun.
That's a good question. You know, I think. I was probably when I started saying and laughing to my dad's bits and, you know, little, you know, pieces of ticket audio that I understood.
Yeah.
So probably there.
Okay. And you've been obviously listening long enough and paid enough attention to absorb several things, including my pig. So at what point did you decide to work in my pig into your valedictorian speech?
So... The very first or the very second semester of freshman year, I got my transcript. It said rank one. And I was thinking, you know, man, that'd be cool if I kind of did a bit. Granted, if I kept the number one spot. And as the time kind of came to about last year when the other valedictorian was speaking, I was thinking, how am I going to put a ticket drop or a ticket bid in here? So it was kind of down to like three options.
Yeah.
Regonk. My pig, of course. And then I somehow wanted to get in about how Jer's 2 foot or 2 inch missed putt at Paper Fools Open. But, you know, I couldn't quite get that in there. And I also didn't want to get Regonk because I didn't want them to think I was too crazy.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I had to go with the absolute classic, my pig. And Danny, I'm sorry you've heard that thousands of times. But, you know, I had to carry on the legacy to the newer generation.
I have a comment and a question. One comment is, for a man who claims to have learned the stock market, your IQ kind of sounds like it took a nosedive as you're reading my Correct. Ridiculous diction of the My Pig story. And number Correct. Two, how did it end? Like, how did you resolve that? Because the audio that we have just cut off at the end of it, is there a follow-up on the fact
question.
That your dad raised a pig and it ate too much and got sifted at the stock show? How did that play contextually into your speech afterwards?
Well, that was the whole deal. First of all, I spoke at quite a few things before, but I haven't quite my pigged people. So I was thinking, how can I implement that without people thinking I'm
insane?
They're lying out of my butt because family's listening, lying out of my butt, or, you know, yeah, like you said, insane. So I was thinking, I'm just going to make up some things. Everyone thinks that there's like stock market, like, just absolute multimillionaires these days, and they get you money, you know, a few bits of money. So I was like, I'll just throw in that I know about the stock market. I really don't. I did preach in my church, but I just kind of threw things like, hey, I learned these things over the year. And I just made one out of my butt that my dad had a pig in Breckenridge.
Got it.
Which is, you know, very Knox City-esque.
It is.
It is believable.
Yes. And, you know, that's the only deal is I had to do my dad's pig. It wasn't quite 100%.
So that was just on a list of things that you had learned.
Yeah. And think about, like, just how ridiculous, if you're just sitting out there and you're thinking, all right, this young man, he's going places, and oh, he's learning about the stock market and friends.
If he could overcome his marijuana problem, he'll do great in life.
And then you just start launching into the fact that your dad did own a pig
and ate
a lot of food.
Yeah,
he learned about that.
And again, there's really no resolution to it. He just learned that his dad had a fat pig.
Right.
That was part of high school.
And I hate to say it was not a seamless transition to the next paragraph. So I kind of had to ad-lib a little bit.
How'd your dad take this at the risk of a bear trap?
Oh, he loved it. My dad loved it. He was actually in a bear trap, though, because he was on team my pig, and my mom was not. So,
they knew this was coming?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
The administration has to look through it, so like they don't think that I don't say that I hate the school,
and right,
the,
right,
you know, all that good stuff. So I did it, and it went through. And my mom was wondering, you know, no one's going to get this. I said, Mom, that's what makes it so great.
Yeah,
no one. She's like, you know, she owns a real estate company here. She's like, you know, maybe we could talk about how like good for businesses. You know, we could get people working. I was like, or I could not take it.
Or. Option two,
now,
mother.
There is a portion of the speech where there's a cutaway, and there looks like to be a couple of your jackass friends that knew you were doing this because they start snickering and looking at their feet and looking at each other like, oh, my God, he did it.
Yeah, how many people knew that you were going to do this?
I would say knew I was going to do it, maybe 10, maybe. One of those guys laughing is the son to the greatest, most proudest P1 in Young County, Jimmy? I don't know his last name. I already forgot.
Okay, that's all right.
Sounds like a mobster.
That's okay. Hey,
Jimmy Question. Hey,
you need to go see Jimmy
bills.
Question Mark.
And then there I was the audience knew about, I would say about 7 people knew of, like, they heard it and their eyes, you know, their eyes kind of lit up.
So how many?
About it. Everyone else thought I was insane.
How many of your friends? Because we have this conversation quite a bit, and you may have been listening when we were talking about it. How many of you guys at this age, or maybe within your high school, listen to the radio station? Because we're wondering, you know, what our audience, where it spans, how big it is, how young it is. How many of your buddies listen?
So I actually, proud to say, I've got quite a few of my buddies to listen to it, especially whenever we worked in the summers, but. It's actually not too far fetched to go to like the new generation like this, because a lot of us, I mean, I know a lot of people who listen to, like, and myself included, podcasts and all this stuff on Spotify and all that, and you know, you open the Sports Day app and it's essentially just podcasts.
Yep.
You know, of y'all. Sometimes when Sturm's talking about how he can't quite break 80 yet, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Sturm.
I'm getting there.
Easton's probably broken 70.
I respect it.
You go low, Easton?
Well, how do I put this? I won district a few times in my high school.
Oh!
So snotty. I'm so sorry. That sounded...
No.
Like the biggest jerk.
No, dude.
No. What
Again,
is it?
Again, it adds to the legacy of the great Easton Wolf.
That's right.
Who is?
He is the P1 who, the young P1 who my pigged his entire class in town. And that's the other thing.
And his valedictorian
speech.
Yeah, dude.
You need to stop there. You said the town was there. How many people you think were actually in attendance at the graduation ceremony?
All I know is 98% capacity at our gym, and it was pretty big. And there's a lot of people who are watching on live stream. And I said the town because for whatever reason, small towns love graduations, even if they're an absolute beating.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest here. I mean, you're a kid, you're excited to see that 2 seconds of walking across the stage with a diploma.
And that's it.
So, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, they're just there pretending that they're listening, there to support their kids. And so there was probably, I mean, I would say a good chunk of our town was there. So
it's impressive. It really, really is. And you clearly have got a great sense of humor. And, you know, hopefully this, as Jake said, too, I know you got a lot of response on Twitter as that thing started to blow up. As Jake said afterwards, he's like, I would hire you tomorrow. So, you know, maybe stay in contact and we'll see.
He's got an engineering future.
It doesn't matter. I was a history major. You can just waltz on into the ticket and do what you want.
Go on burrito runs for us as
an
engineer?
Who knows?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
You go collect national championships and you come back and stay in touch with us and we'll see what we can do in the future, okay?
You thought about playing for the Tide?
You know, I talked to my good buddy Nick. Y'all know him as Coach Saban.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, frankly, we don't need a 5'8" white guy who weighs 176. So I said, okay, Mr. Saban, I understand. I'll be on standby if you need me. All I got so far. So.
Well, Easton, let me just say this. Next time you talk to Coach Nick, just tell him to be ready for October 2nd or 9th or whatever it is.
Ooh,
October 9th.
Aggie Dad.
Because Kyle Field has a little something ready for him.
Aggie Dad Sturm. I'll let him know, okay?
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, you know what? This is a great opportunity, too, to maybe have your kids meet each other down there.
Hey, now.
Same age, right?
And to think, my pig may have set this whole thing up.
Right, that's true. Could be talking to your future son-in-law, all based on my pig.
Livestock career could spawn a wonderful marriage.
Correct.
Engineering kid, smart.
Imagine, we could win the father-son tournament at the club.
Right?
District winner ringer here.
Well, Easton, are you? What are you doing this summer? Are you working or anything?
Yes, sir. I'm working. I'm actually working doing drafting for Southern Bleachers. Shout out Southern.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, you are a legend, and we appreciate that wonderful moment in time. Have a great summer and stay in touch, like I said, and we'll talk to you here down the road.
Thank you, guys. See y'all.
There
see
you.
Keep doing the Lord's work.
Of course.
The Great Eastern Wolf.
Look at that.
What a good kid.
A valedictorian listens to us.
I know. It's pretty awesome. I mean,
ruined graduation with that nonsense.
He made graduation. Let's face it.
He did.
A lot of people probably think differently.
And there were probably some grandmothers in there, too, going, what?
Pig? What? Why? I don't understand.
Why is Easton talking about the pig?
That was the weirdest speech a steer has ever given us.
All right.
Good stuff. All right, let's bury a few people.